The problems began a month ago, when an engine room fire disabled the processing vessel Stellar C. The Stellar C was the only processor scheduled to receive Opelio crab in the northern area of the Bering Sea fishing grounds, which is divided into mutually exclusive northern and southern fishing quotas under the Crab Rationalization Program. The incident put the northern fishery on hold entirely and created huge traffic jams for fishermen trying to deliver to processors in the southern area, mostly in Unalaska. Louis Lowenberg is the owner and operator of the fishing vessel Arctic Lady, and the president of the Intercooperative Exchange, which negotiates prices on behalf of fishermen. He describes the last month of the season as chaos, and says it's been expensive for fishermen and boat owners.
Obviously, extra fuel, and then some of the boats are having to are waiting because their times are too close together so the crew can't go home. And the others, it's the cost of the crews going home and coming back up again a second time. It's been a fairly disruptive and costly deal.
The Stellar Sea finally began processing crab on February 9th, and things are slowly returning to normal. But deliveries are still backed up, and according to Alaska Department of Fish and Game officials, less than half of the boats registered for Opelio season are out fishing now. That's because many fishermen, faced with 5-week wait times to deliver their crab, have flown home to Seattle and elsewhere to wait for things to level out. Some of them aren't planning to return until March, which means that a season that was expected to end early next month will probably last well into April. Lowenberg doesn't think any one party is to blame for the situation.
Well, I don't know if you can hold any one particular person responsible. I think it's one of the problems you have when you only have a single facility to process. When it goes down, it throws the whole industry into disruption.
But some fishermen privately blame Trident Seafoods, which operates a crab processing plant on St. Paul Island. The St. Paul plant is the largest crab processor in Alaska, but the company opted not to run it this year, instead sending its quota of the crab to the Stellar Sea. That move presumably saved Trident money, and it's an example of how processors can operate more efficiently under crab rationalization. But the decision also made things much worse when the Stellar Sea was put out of commission. Trident representatives didn't respond to calls for comment this week. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.